This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. The latest pandemic numbers make for an all-too-familiar story. Here in the U.S., almost 1.5 million infection cases with more than 87,000 deaths. Worldwide, the coronavirus has sickened more than 4.5 million people. Fatalities top 308,000. The figures are from Johns Hopkins University. U.S. President Donald Trump has again blamed Barack Obama for any shortcomings in how the White House has handled the pandemic. Mr. Trump, earlier this weekend, repeated the refrain that he inherited a broken system. Spokesperson Kayleigh McEnany mocked an Obama administration pandemic plan, claiming the Trump team had conducted a number of planning exercises and wrote a pandemic warning in 2018. She said the administration's response to the health emergency has been unprecedented. Critics might agree, though their take is that it has been unprecedentedly bad. Former Obama aide Beth Cameron says the White House made a mistake not using Mr. Obama's pandemic playbook as a starting point. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is suggesting a rapid COVID-19 test might be inaccurate. The White House medical team has been giving the Abbott Labs test to President Trump and top staffers every day. Asked if he had concerns, President Trump said Friday it was a great test and that results could always be double-checked. The Democratic-led U.S. House of Representatives wants to pump more aid dollars into the crippled American economy. It has passed a $3 trillion measure, more than the combined total of four earlier aid packages. But the bill faces a partisan battle. Only one House Republican voted for it, and early reaction in the GOP-led Senate has been just below lukewarm. Republicans call it a bloated Democratic Party wish list, and President Trump has threatened to veto the measure as written. Meanwhile, the House has approved a proxy voting measure, meaning members can soon cast votes on legislation from home because of pandemic fears. The move flies in the face of President Trump's wish for Americans to get back to their workplaces. The Capitol physician says it could be years before Congress resumes full operations. This is VOA News. American states are adopting a wide variety of plans to lift stay-at-home orders and get their economies up and running. This as an Associated Press survey finds that 41 of the 50 states fall short of COVID-19 testing levels that experts say are necessary to avoid another wave of infections. Many of those states, including Texas, with its 29 million people, are moving aggressively to get businesses ranging from beauty shops to shopping malls to reopen. President Trump's current public line on tests is that they may be overrated. In South Korea, the government says a new major outbreak of COVID-19 has apparently been averted. They point to the 46,000 tests done after 162 infections were traced to nightclub goers in Seoul. Testing has been a key in South Korea's pandemic response. Its official death toll is only 262, despite a caseload of 11,000. India this weekend is set to announce if it plans to extend its two-month coronavirus shutdown. India suffered about 86,000 cases of COVID-19 as it surpasses China. India's death toll stands at 2,752. Mexico has become a new virus hotspot. The number of new confirmed cases once again on Friday exceeded 2,000, pushing the caseload above 45,000. As the death count in Mexico moves toward 4,800. President of Mexico, Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador, says Mexicans have to be more careful, that this is no time to relax discipline. Air Canada says it will lay off at least 20,000 of its 38,000 employees effective June 7th. Canada's largest air carrier says it has reduced flights by 96%. The iconic JCPenney department store chain has declared bankruptcy. While the 118-year-old American business had long been in economic distress, the loss of revenue because of the pandemic proved to be too much for the debt-ridden company. Penny is the largest American retailer to go under during the pandemic and joins Neiman Marcus, J. Crew, and Stage Stores in its surrender to fiscal reality. U.S. retail sales were down a record 16.4% from March to April. Even with states ending their stay-at-home orders, more bankruptcies are expected. Autopsy results released in California show that the helicopter pilot flying former basketball great Kobe Bryant and seven others had no alcohol or drugs in his system when the chopper crashed in January. All nine people aboard died. One was Bryant's 13-year-old daughter, along with two of her basketball teammates. The senior deputy medical examiner in Los Angeles said the victims were probably killed instantly when the aircraft went down. It was traveling at nearly 200 miles an hour. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.